In Washington, the interlude of shared purpose that Congress and the President enjoyed after September 11th has come to an abrupt end. Republicans, Democrats, and the President are all squabbling over how much to spend on homefront security. A major rift is brewing between the House and Senate over proposals to stimulate the economy, and there appears to be little movement toward a compromise on airline security. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The pressure has been building for the past several weeks, but it seemed to come to a head late yesterday afternoon when lawmakers came to the White House for what they thought would be a give-and-take session over the need for additional spending for defense and anti-terrorism measures. Instead of negotiating, however, the president drew the line and said he'd veto any extra spending requests. The White House hopes to put off such spending until next year. West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, said he told the president, quote, "Bin Laden's not going to wait until the spring." Today, Republican congressional leaders circled the wagons in defense of Mr. Bush, Senate Republican leader Trent Lott.
We're going to find a way to work together, but we're not going to just, allow the president to be shoved around at this critical point when he is, fighting so many important battles for the American people at home and abroad. For us to be second-guessing him at this point, I think, is unacceptable.
In the House, a $20 billion emergency spending package would be attached to the defense spending bill, raising the specter that to keep his pledge, the president would have to veto funds for the military in a time of war. House Appropriations Committee Chairman Bill Young, a Florida Republican, says he'll try to get the defense spending measure out of his committee without extra spending, but is uncertain he'll have the votes. He disagrees with the president's veto threat yesterday.
A little disappointed that the word veto ever came into the conversation, because that would tend to indicate that there's a division between the Congress and the president in defending America against terrorism, and that is not the case. There is no division. We are all together. We are as unified today as we were on September the 11th.
But that unity doesn't extend to legislation aimed at giving a boost to the economy. On a largely party-line vote 2 weeks ago, House Republicans won approval of a $110 billion measure heavily weighted toward corporate tax cuts. The Senate Finance Committee will take up its mirror opposite tomorrow that cuts taxes, extends unemployment benefits, and subsidizes health insurance for low-income Americans. Senator Edward Kennedy says vetoing it would be unacceptable.
Vetoing a program that would reach out to workers today who have lost their jobs through no fault of their own, and also vetoing incentives into the business community for accelerated depreciation, which can bring workers back to their jobs, and vetoing an investment in terms of bioterrorism, not only would be vetoing a very important and effective economic stimulus program, which this country desperately needs today, but I think is effectively vetoing our economy.
Meanwhile, House and Senate negotiators on an airline security bill are holding their first meeting today. Lawmakers hope to work out agreement on all these issues before taking their Thanksgiving recess later this month, but are now so far apart on spending, tax cuts, and security that such a timetable seems more than a little optimistic. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.